Hello, 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 hello. This is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show. Happy Sunday afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry there was some tech hiccup at the beginning, as always. And of course, it's also because I'm absolutely sober. I've not been drinking for 2 weeks and I need alcohol badly, but I cannot have it. So I'm just going crazy, including the board here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Anyhow, I am extremely excited to have this show today. I'm having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kick-ass, amazing women with big personalities. They're so big that we can hardly sit and fit into our studio. Like, we are actually still finishing up the setup, and I promise once I'm done with setting up, I'll take a photo and I post it on Facebook. You gotta see this. Anyways, this is What Is Love, and today I've invited these amazing ladies to share with me their take on relationship and love, but most importantly, I'd like to learn how they are able to keep both their amazing authentic selves, their sanity, and their amazing, or not so amazing, boyfriends and husbands. Like, Jesus, I'm still single, and as you know from the previous What Is Love show, the reason is that I have a huge personality. My grandma's been saying this to me for over 28 years. Sasha, you gotta stop laughing so loud. Sasha, you gotta, you know, stop being crazy so much. Sasha, you gotta be normal. You have to be a more traditional woman. And I'm still not sure what that means. And I'm still thinking it's kind of bullshit to have that as a reason for me being single. Anyways, this is the setup. I'd like to learn as much as possible today from my amazing guests. And while we're finishing setting up in the studio and kind of drinking whatever we are drinking, I'll play this awesome song. Actually, I have many awesome songs. How do I feel like? I feel like playing this salute song, which is a tribute to all amazing women out there. And let's do it. We'll be back with you on Radio Free Brooklyn in 3 or 4 minutes. Representing all the women. Salute, salute. We are everywhere. Warriors, your country needs you. If you're ready, ladies, better keep steady, ready. Aim, shoot. We'll hit ammunition on a mission and we'll hit you with the truth. Divas, queens, we don't need no money. Salute, salute. We are everywhere. Warriors, your country needs you. If you're ready, ladies, better keep steady. On a mission and we'll hit you with the truth. Representing all the women. Salute, salute. It's who we are. We don't need no amplifiers. It's the female and the world. We're taking off. If you're with me, women, let me hear you sing. Ladies all across the world, listen up, we're looking for recruits. If you're with me, let me see your hands. Turn up and salute. Get your killer heels, sneakers, pulse, all lace up your boots. Representing all the women. Salute, salute.
It's a victory.
Salute! Yes. All right. So I'm bringing mics up for all my awesome women. And voila!
Hey!
Yes, amazing. So, thanks, Kelly. Kelly, hey, yes, Kelly's actually going to go first. And now I'd like for every amazing female being here in the studio to introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your recent dating relationship status, and we'll take it from there.
So, you want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Kelly Dwyer. I have a show here also on Radio Free Brooklyn called Mockumental on Fridays. Every other Friday, my next one is the 27th. Got to do promo up front because, hi, I've been married for the last 8 years, but with my husband for 14 years. And
damn it.
We met, I always say it was a one-night stand that lasted 14 years. Because I was basically on just like a fucking spree, you know, I was on a whore spree. I was like, woo, let's just do this thing. And then all of a sudden, I met this guy and we just clicked. And
you clicked in bed or off the bed?
We clicked in every way possible. And it like turned into this 14-year love affair. And that's why I say there's no rules. There shouldn't be any rule, like, you know, oh, you have to wait, you know, 4 dates before you fuck that. Just don't make rules for yourself. That's so stupid because it's a completely random, I think. And there's many, many people out there in the world for you, more than one person. But I really do feel like, you know, he's one of my soulmates and I'm really lucky to have him. And we have a very, very fun relationship, based a lot on laughter and, we're polar opposites on many things. He's a
he's your husband.
He's my husband. He's more of an introvert, and I'm definitely an extrovert. But that makes for a great, because like if there's two extroverts in a relationship, it tends to be like an extreme situation.
So I should be looking for an introvert. I mean, I'll be probably trying to relate every experience that you guys shared to my case and.
Yeah.
Try to get, okay.
Maybe somebody who just like, you know, balances you out. So that's my take and that's my introduction. And I'll hand it over to Took, who has a totally different,
okay,
you know, point
awesome.
Of view.
Thanks, Kelly.
Hey, so like Kelly said, there are many, many people that you could potentially be with. And I'm going to be with all of them. I am polyamorous, also known as polyglamorous. I should say my name is Took Edelo. I have a show on Radio Free Brooklyn, which is every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. It's called What Would Save the World. It's
about activism. Guys, that's why I came to my show, to make a promo for your shows.
Okay,
I get it.
Sasha, if you come on my show, half of it will be a promo for your show. So that's how my show is. What Would Save the World is helping each other and being all communal and shit, which is why I fuck whoever the hell I want. I'm polyamorous. I have sort of like a sensual partner who's really sweet and really like calm and like, I told him going in, I was like, look, I'm going to date whoever I want, and you can too. And he doesn't really want to date other people, but he can, so I'm currently like...
So he is like, same situation with Kel and her husband.
Yeah.
You are leading it, and you are dominating, and you are extroversial, whereas your partner is, and...
Like, did I mention that Killy is my spirit aunt or mom? Like,
so she's influenced you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I probably should hang out more with you, Kelly,
sister.
And...
So,
can we all be sisters?
So, we can all be sisters. But yeah, so I'm polyglamorous. I don't like to limit myself. I think
what's polyglamorous?
I mean, polyamorous. I say polyglamorous.
Because you all say glamorous woman.
Well, I just think it's funny. I'm polyglamorous. So yeah, I don't want to limit myself romantically. I'm actually sort of like strangely like asexual, like in a weird way. Like I want to date a lot of people, but I find myself hitting on people all the time and then they want to fuck and I'm like, wait, I just wanted to like cuddle and get to know your mind. So I'm like crazy.
I think that's what Courtney Love has been doing all her life.
Oh.
Like she was just flirting with anything, but she would not be fucking with everyone.
You have to be like really smart for me to hit on you. Like you could be like really, really, really like classically like ugly.
You hit on me before.
Have I? Yeah, probably. You're really smart.
I'm not that smart.
Are you kidding me? Okay, whatever. Kelly writes amazing sex. Let's move on from me.
Thanks, Took. Okay. So the first lesson I'm learning so far is I need to look for a kind of quiet, introversial
They're not boring, though. You know, not boring or anything. Just different than you. Just something that balances you out.
A nice little sub.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Hi.
Nicolette.
Yeah. I'm Nicolette, or Nico. I have no idea how to use the mic. I'm learning. I learned.
You sound much better now. Much better.
Sound much better now.
You got it, girl.
Cool. So I'm Nico. I also am polyamorous. The phrase I like to use is polyfuckerous because I tend to not do polyamory exactly the way most people do it. I think like how you two described. It's more like I have my primary partner and then we sort of like date people together and like do that. But we were actually written about in Time Out New York, and that's where we coined the term polyfuckerous. I don't know if anyone else has used it before. I think we invented it.
We can start using it now.
I don't know. Everyone can use it if they want to use it.
But to be honest, with all honesty, and I don't think I'm polyamorous, but people outside of the polyamorous community, that they think that that's all what polyamorous people do. They
right.
just fuck around. So
right.
let's make it straight.
Exactly.
Here.
This is there's
that's
there's
not
polyamorous.
What polyamorous people do.
That is absolutely not true.
Right.
Sorry. I'm like so angry.
Okay. Yeah, it's totally different.
So, Nikki,
yeah.
How
did I meet John Hadley?
John Hadley, if you listen. By the way, hello, John Hadley and everybody else. If you want to call in and challenge one of our or all of our beautiful women out there, you can do that for free. 718-928-9732. Might not pick up the phone, or I might. We'll see. But basically, you can do that. It's a live show. Do it. Use your chance.
Especially if you're a hot biochemist.
Uh-huh. I've not heard it too. What do you say?
Especially if you're a hot biochemist who's polyamorous.
That's what she said. Nico.
So we met in a dungeon on a Monday night.
So romantic. Monday
yeah,
night.
Yeah. And then we found out like 3 weeks later when I took him to meet some of my friends that we had met at an art show like 3 months earlier and completely forgot about each other because we were just not interested in each other in any way. I vaguely remembered hating him and he remembered like not being into me at all, and then it was totally different.
You mean physically?
Just every way. I thought he was like gay. I thought he was weird. I thought he was a strange tarot reader. I thought he was obnoxious. I thought he was strange.
By the way,
strange.
John is a strange tarot
reader. He's very
reader.
Strange.
He did that to me, and I thought he was a complete weirdo.
He's a complete weirdo, but now I sort of like it. It's complicated. It's a thing. I'm not doing this justice. What did you want me to say? this is my first time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is good for now. I'm just trying
okay,
to
good,
get
good,
a sense
okay.
of what we, who we have here in the studio.
All right, bye.
Bye for now. Maria.
Hi, everyone. Do you hear me?
Yes, very well.
I'm Maria. I'm originally from Russia. I'm married. I've been married for 2.5 years. I have an amazing husband. I have a 3-year-old son.
Jesus.
And I would like to share my love story. Is it okay?
Yeah, of course.
So
it's all about love here, honey.
When I was a freshman in college, I went to Israel with my family for just a 4-day vacation. Then I met my husband, my future husband. It was just started with one night stand, and I decided to leave my family, leave my college.
I see a parallel here. One
yes.
night stand, so I should be doing more of those.
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's good for you. So, and I decided to leave my family, leave my college, leave everything. I stayed with him for...
Wait, what sex that great that you just decided to drop everything in Russia to stay with this dude
yeah.
in Israel?
No, it was okay. It was good. I felt better after that. But at that time,
your husband
it was good.
Is not listening to the show.
Hello, are you there? Yeah. So I decided to stay there in Israel for 3 months. Then we went back to Russia together to meet my family. Then he proposed. Then he went back to Israel. Decided to build a life together. Then I got pregnant and decided to keep the child because we're getting married anyway. So then I gave birth. And then we moved to America. Like, since the beginning, our relationship wasn't completely monogamous. So it was, like, dating as a couple, dating girls. But then we moved to America. We found the polyamorous community.
Yeah.
So right now we, like, in kind of open relationship, non-monogamous. I go out more. He prefers staying at home, so he's more introverted. He doesn't want to date anyone else, but I just have, like, a huge personality. So I love dating people. I love going out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that works for us.
Okay, yeah. Nico, are you more introvertial or extroversial than John?
No, we're both completely out of our minds.
Good. Okay. I'm just trying to kind of see a pattern here, which probably is my mistake because I'm a sociologist, and sociologists are always trying to find patterns. I probably should drop that habit. Thanks, Maria. We'll get back to you. Alina.
Hi. Okay. I'm here just for 2 days. I came from Belarus. That's the country in Eastern Europe. And
close to Russia.
Yeah, close to Russia and Ukraine and Poland. So, I believe it wasn't planned, but we have like a polyamorous party today here. And it's pretty popular in New York, but it's really opposite in Belarus. And so I was trying to manage some polyamorous relationship in Belarus for a while. But it's not so easy, and I'm single now, so now really lots of partners.
So just to give you guys, the audience and the ladies here, a bit of my history with Alina and why I invited her to the show is the reason that she might not have such a loud personality like the rest of us, but Alina is very, very non-traditional for the, if I can say, Belarusian market. She is a very non-typical, non-traditional woman in Belarus, and like you've just heard, she's the one who's trying to, you know, evangelize polyamorous and non-traditional monogamous relationship in Belarus, and it's just not going well. So basically when Alina is proposing to a guy, hey, can we like date other people too? All Belarusian men are just freaking out and do not proceed.
I think I might leave today polyamorous, you guys. I just feel, I'm like, I think it's just something that you can catch. Craig's listening, by the way, as well. So,
Craig, if you're interested in exploring polyamorous relationships together with all of us, call us AIM on 718-928-9732 and express your opinion. We are waiting for you.
Oh, no.
We are waiting for you.
As you said yesterday, so I'm like a perfect girlfriend material for New York, but probably not for Minsk.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, like exactly. That's what I said, Alina. Alina, you, oh my gosh, you sound like a dream girlfriend for any guy in New York. Mm. You have to move here. Mm. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. Yeah. And we have one more amazing woman who is a bit quiet here, sitting at the corner. By the way, it's a bad sign. If you sit on the corner, it means that you're not going to get married. So, Lila, if you are still planning on getting married, get your ass outside of that corner
now. I need to be close to the mic, so come on. All right, I'm not in the corner. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm married
saved,
material.
Your marriage is saved. Your future potential marriage is saved.
I'm not even seeing anybody. I don't, see marriage on the horizon. I don't even have, a date for tonight. I got nothing.
Why? Is it because of your big personality or your big boobs?
No, neither. Oh, by the way, hi. I'm Lila, and I'm not polyamorous. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know that I'd consider myself to be outgoing or extroverted. I know that you think I have a huge personality, but I don't identify that.
But huge
myself.
Personality doesn't still mean that you are outgoing. Mm-hmm. That's one of the versions of a huge personality. You might have a quiet huge personality.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think you are a traditional, non-authentic woman who is playing by the man's world rules. So that's why I invited you to the show.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I'm not cooking and cleaning at home. I mean...
Oh, you don't?
That's... Well, I mean, my home is clean. Don't get me wrong. But, I don't think that I would ascribe to, traditional gender roles in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So what's your most recent, current relationship status?
My current relationship status is single. Just single. I've been single since April. I had a heartbreak in April.
Oh, why was it?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, God. A lot of reasons, I'm sure. It is complicated. Oh my God! I think I could spend an hour talking about it.
I don't have an hour.
I know exactly. I could say
for a drink. Yeah.
He was a jerk, I suppose. So we could say, well, let's blame it all on him. But the reality is that, you know, we each made mistakes. And
was it because you weren't trying to maybe make some compromises? Because that's, and I think And this is going to be a question to all of you girls. Do you think that it is, how important it is, you think, to compromise yourself to nurture or to maintain or to even keep the relationship?
There's some things that I just absolutely can't compromise on.
Like what?
In this last relationship, my ex tried to get me to change so much. Mm. And, I think he was trying to get me to be like a better version of me. Mm. He wanted me to go and work out. He wanted me to go and have therapy, not because I'm particularly insane, but because he thinks that therapy is beneficial for everyone. He wanted me to like do things like be a better businesswoman, be a better whatever, and be like be a bigger version of me. And I said to him, I said, I really want you to look at who I am.
Right.
Like see me for my, you know, my imperfections. I'm not a perfect person. I want you to appreciate the woman that you see in front of you. And instead, he was in love with a hypothetical future version of me.
Ew.
That I may never become. And one of our last communications was, he told me, Lila, unconditional love is only for children.
Oh. Oh my god, what a fucking little
what a
loser.
Jerk.
Honestly, like, what a loser.
And
if nobody else has something to say, I have something to say about this compromise shit. So, when I was like, never fucking compromise. Like, compromise.
No, I disagree.
Well, okay, well, let me finish what I'm saying.
All right.
Like, compromise.
I agree. Never compromise.
Compromise on, like, little shit. Like, compromise on, like, what movie you're gonna be see. Compromise on, like, shit like that. But don't compromise, like, who you are. And don't, like, change who you feel like you are in your core just because some dude is like, oh, I don't want you to be the way. I don't mean like don't compromise, like in conversations and in arguments. What I mean is like,
Chica, are you happy in your relationship now?
Yes.
Is that because you have an ability to date as many people as you want, or because you are happy with this?
Oh no, I'm very happy with this person, but with them. No, my God, he's like the sweetest person I've ever dated.
He's awesome.
He's a really sweet guy, and he's really smart. What I love about him is with my art, he never like kisses my ass and tells me it's great, great, great. He tells me like, I'll be like, what do you think of this? He tells me what he thinks of it. I have a lot of respect for him as a human being. I was reading him last night, like what makes a relationship work is when you like legitimately respect the other person and who they are and admire them as an individual. Like if I wasn't dating him and ran into him in 10 years, I would be like, oh my god, I would still think he was awesome.
Okay.
So I'm very happy.
So you are saying that no way you have to compromise anything about yourself in order to be
maintainable relationship. Person, but like, for example, like if somebody was like, don't talk so much, I'd be like, well, or like certain, I don't know. I just don't think people should have to compromise the core of themselves to be in a relationship. I think people do it a lot.
Kelly, you wanted to say
something? Yeah, no, I think it's basically we agree. I mean, the thing with Craig and I is that, it's been 14 years. So the dynamics of the relationship definitely change over time. And things, you know, not that, as it should, you know, I mean, you change and you grow and, you know, you become sort of, and we live in a one room loft apartment, you know, it's a very small space and mm-hmm. it's like having space, having privacy and learning to sort of, he works from home a lot and my studio's in the house so it can get,
I'm surprised you still haven't killed a
child. Like the bathroom is the only place for privacy and even like I'll be in the bathtub and he's like, I gotta take a shit. And it's am I gonna do? Right? Like I'm like, is he gonna go outside?
Why do you need to take shit all the time?
I know, thanks.
Jesus, Craig.
But like different, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but as your core person, I mean, I don't know.
But you know what? Even like Tuk mentioned, if someone says, let's say my grandma said that I talk too much and I love to love.
You're not going
to
change that.
Yeah, don't fucking change.
Don't change.
No, you can't do that.
You are. Fuck you, Grandma.
Yeah. You know what, Grandma's. You know what, she's
grandma,
stuck in another time.
Grandma, not fucking now. I love you, Grandma. No,
oh, not your Grandma. I'm sorry.
No. It's like it's another. It was another era. It's another time. It was another situation. You know, as women, we were very. You know, I think hopefully we've come a long way, baby. I mean, to look around right now, though, I'm scared shitless, and it's scary to think how in many ways we haven't come a long way.
Right.
But I think, like, sitting around this table and looking at these women and listening to their stories, I mean, it's pretty cool and interesting and diverse as what we can expect and what we think, what we want from a relationship.
Well, like, but yeah, right. I agree. I absolutely 100% agree.
But you
want
to,
and I'm not compromising myself. And probably this is why I'm still fucking single, because
People say I intimidate men because so I'm just.
Meeting men? How are you meeting guys right now?
I don't even meet them anymore.
Well, how is that possible? You're out. You're loud. You know.
Exactly.
Sasha.
Yeah.
There's a secret Facebook group called Chulo Likes Your Link, and everybody there is apparently jonesing you right now. And they're all polyamorous.
So we.
Yeah, so wait, yes. Can we take one step back and... So when you all match the significant ones, I need to lower down my mic. I talk too loud. You see, I talk too loud even on the radio show. I need to lower down the mic. Jesus. I probably need to do surgery on my throat to just kind of...
You know why we talk loud? It's because all of our fucking lives and throughout history, we've been being like, everyone's like, shh, women, shh, shh, shh,
So we have a minute.
Just last night, Alina and I, we went to see this amazing opera about its anatomy. It was fucking mind-blowing. I highly recommend by David Lang, he's a composer, but basically the whole scene was anatomies, males, were taking out the organs from a woman who was hanged before because she was a woman. She basically was hung because she was a woman, and the guy said this phrase, the biggest thing you've done was you were born a woman.
And oh my god.
I know. Well, anyways, it was a lyrical kind of digression, but yeah, we all know women have been through the many, many centuries of oppression and injustice. So
I'm
happy we're past it, but it seems like we're not always past that.
Are you dating now? Are you on any dating sites?
Oh gosh. Yeah, but they don't. Oh my god.
Wait,
no,
is everybody here on dating sites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I was like, yeah.
Right. That was Kelly, by the way. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
she's also dating. So yeah.
Kelly and I are not on those dating sites. Everybody else, married or not, is.
But sometimes I play Tinder for my friends. Like they'll hand me the phone and I'll do the swiping for them. And I'm actually really good matchmaker.
Oh, that's great. We'll talk.
Yeah, so why do you ask this question? Yeah, like...
Well, I'm just wondering, like, how is it that you meet men? Like, where do you go?
That's the thing that I don't even meet men. The only people who write to me on OkCupid are either 4.9 or they're freaks.
What? I don't know what 4.9 means.
Well, I'm 5.7. Not the dick.
What is
five?
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I was wondering if this is like some sort of a star rating. Is like 4.9 out of 10 or 4.9 out of 5?
Really?
I'm like, what is 4.9?
4.6? They try so hard.
Oh, that's nice.
I recommend trying it.
What is it? Wait, what is it?
You mean a 4.6, like a scale of 1 to 10? Is that what you were saying? Like on like hotness.
No, she was saying that he's 4'9".
Yeah, I don't rate people. No,
oh, that's what I thought you were doing, and I was like a little weirded out. And then I was like, well, have you ever tried a guy who's like not that hot? I try really hard.
Oh, that's nice.
I
don't think the guys I've dated have been particularly hot. Like my ex, the one who really wanted to change me.
I saw the photos. Jesus.
No, he's short. He's obese. He's gray.
I love the nerdy ones.
He's
so
just
much.
So no, but this one is like there's very little about him to love. It's just
so how guys? How do yeah?
I always love nice guys. Like there's a
one
lot
night
of women
stands.
And a lot of men say they're like oh you know a lot of men and a lot of women both say oh you know I love the bad boys and men are like oh they only like the men that are shitty to them. I just never have. I've always liked nice guys. I've always been attracted to niceness.
Greg is a handsome man. Okay, he's tall. He's handsome.
Yeah, he is. Tall, drink water with like that auburn hair.
But you don't know whether or not the guy's nice until you start actually getting to know him. So when you and maybe everyone can share your experience with when was that moment? But you met the guy. You both slept with the guy, right? But when was that moment when you realized that, yeah, this is something serious, and he appreciates me for whoever I am, and this is the reason why, let's say, I want to be with him or not?
I don't care if a person appreciates me. If I like the person, I look at the person, at their qualities, at something, and I would even date a person who treats me like shit if I enjoy the person. If, like, being with this person is great, he's smart, has a lot of great ideas, I would still be around. For as long as like his idea, like his presence, like the party he throws, you know. I don't really care if a person needs to treat me like a queen or something.
I have a story to share. I was just on a date with a guy who knows I'm on this radio program. He took me out, and at one point in the date, we were talking about how he's only been in love when he was very young, but he was in love with these two women and while he was in his 20s, and now he's at least 46, because he said something like, oh, when I was 46, and I'm wondering, was that like 2 years ago, or was that 10 years ago? Like, I don't know how much older than 46 he is. But he was telling me, he says that he was never in love with somebody that he had great sex with, and he had great sex with women that he could never love. And I said, and why do you think that is? And he says, oh, well, you know, it's the... because sex requires some objectification. And I thought, I do not want to be naked with this man ever in my life, because he's either going to objectify me and not show me any affection or be like loving, nurturing, romantic, or we're just going to have, you know, like amazing sex. It's like one or the other. And I thought,
The virgin whore thing. Really?
But still, the amazing sex is going to be
get rid
just
of that whole thing.
Completely animal and primal and
some people into that.
Yes, but at some point you want somebody who's also going to run out and get you NyQuil in the middle of the night when
or
you're
tampons.
Not feeling well, or tampons.
Right.
Like,
yeah, or buy you multiple partners.
You had today. I know that. Oh. Sorry, Kelly.
I know it's
but,
a rough day.
Or buy you NyQuil, then come back and give you head. That is the kind of guy you want. Who will,
nice.
I have the kind of guy that when he's drunk and can't get it up, he like is like, I want to go down on you so bad. And I'm like, you are
permission granted.
That's the kind of guy you want.
I want a guy who can make me tofu. I don't know. It's just...
You guys are just quiet over there because the mic's not in front of you. Do you guys want to
come in.
Jump in? Jump in a little here, because I know we're all
just,
we're like.
Just so amazing to hear everything from you. So, yeah, I usually use Tinder and meet guys there, but probably it's
like
not really so
make
cut.
An experiment with Alina last
night.
I've never tried the social. There's an option on Tinder to go out like double days or triple days.
Like Uber pool for
So Alina and I, we combined our profile together. It's like, oh hey, we just, you know, two girls, we want to have an interesting day, like on Wednesday night. Mm. And we matched with a few other guys.
Two or
but
three
nobody
guys.
Writes to us. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with us?
What are
they
waiting for? You know,
we're like
bingo.
We're kind of cool and fun.
You're gorgeous. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
a lot of people
sure.
Craig, like
yeah, Craig, if you're still listening, yes, your wife said I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you're still thinking of that opportunity.
I will say, you asked the question, like, when did you know... When did you know? And it's interesting because like I knew pretty much right away that we were falling in love, and like it was going, you know, I could feel it was good. I was still living on the I was still living in Harlem. They now call it Soha, but whatever.
Oh my God.
We'll address that on the show at some point. I got into a really bad. I was far upstate, and I got into a very bad car accident, and I had to be in the hospital for a week. And Craig. Drove all the way up there when I was in the accident, and he slept out in the, you know, we had only been, maybe a year we'd been together, maybe a little under a year. Drove up there, slept out in the parking lot, came and stayed with me when it, visiting hours, went back out, slept in the parking lot. And then, you know, I had to have a month of recovery at home, and I couldn't really take care of myself. So the place I was living in wouldn't work. So my mom was like, well, you can, you know, come to Toledo and home to Ohio, and I'll take care of you. Or I can come there and take care of you. And me and my mom have a very complicated relationship. And I was like, fuck. And Craig was like, you can move in with me. And I will take care of you for that month. And it almost makes me want to cry.
Oh,
actually, I am going to cry because I got my period. but he moved me in. He bought a new bed because this bed sucked so bad. And I was so uncomfortable. I'm feeling really not great because I was the accident. Bought a new bed for me to be in. And literally... like, I never left his house that's how
Craig,
I moved in, basically.
Aww. Craig reminds me of Aiden, the guy that Carrie Bradshaw...
Yeah, and then she fucking married Mr. Big, like, it's dumb
fucking,
dick.
Yeah. Carrie Bradshaw, you are an... I'll think you're an asshole. Aiden was such a good boy.
You're listening.
So, Kelly, you have a cousin? Your husband has a cousin for Sasha?
I know, exactly. Like, he's got a married Jehovah's Witness
actually,
brother.
Oh, no.
It's actually kind of a... fun story between my girlfriends. I'm always asking whether their husband or themselves have a, you know,
every
a brother for me.
No, every spring I post on Facebook. I'm like, oh, it's spring. Hide your brothers. Maybe now hide your sons. I don't know.
I have a question to the audience. If there are any amazing single, not pussy men out there, and you are interested in sharing your perspective on why the hell women with strong personalities sometimes have issues in dating, please call us on Radio for Brooklyn at 718-928-9732. Challenge us. Prove us wrong. We can't wait.
And I will date the pussy polyamorous ones. Oh, I like the pussies. Just putting it out there. The more sensitive you are, the more I want you.
She wants the emos.
No, I want the feminists. Well,
you know what? Took this song, I'm going to devote it to you specifically. It's called Express Yourself. Because I feel like we are all kind of agreeing that you should not be compromising yourself, but expressing yourself. Although I still haven't heard from you
I'm
two.
Always suspicious of feminist men, by the way, anyway.
Certain kinds.
We'll talk the about it while so feminist, we're listening they don't to Madonna.
No, I hate the word pussy is derogatory. That's right.
Cause it goes very fast, you know, they never. Thanks, Madonna.
Hey,
Exactly. This is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Today we are talking about keeping your personality and sanity and your boyfriend, or not keeping. Well, basically we are talking about struggles that strong women might have in dating. Like myself, I'm not having those struggles. Like all the other women in the studio, they're fucking happy in their relationship or not. If you have anything to say to that, call us at 718-928-9732. Also, I'd love to ask you kindly and lovingly to donate some money to us. Radio for Brooklyn is an independent, almost underground, but we're expanding more and more station with a bunch of awesome live shows and music shows and comedy shows. It's a 24/7 internet radio. And if you'd like my personal show, if you like Kelly's show or Took's show or anybody else's show, please go to Radio Free Brooklyn and there is a donate pay or Patreon pay button on the right side. And you can sign up for a small donation as much as $1 per month or even less, or $100 per month. Like, come on, guys. It's new year, it's time for new investments. Invest in us and we'll be providing more and more awesome content. So thanks for that. And
we were talking about during the break. You were saying break. Pose the question that you posed during the break.
I think I posed like 1,000 times.
Yeah, but the last one was like, why am I single?
That's the question that I ask.
But
God
I also
every
think in this day and age, like people have too much information about the other person right away. Like, because you're like, oh, my likes, my dislikes. You know, yeah. 18 pictures. It's like. You know, I think when Craig and I met, it wasn't quite taking off yet. I think I met someone through MySpace once, you know,
Jesus.
Which is so weird. God. And then it was so weird. We met in a bar and then I'm old enough. Oh,
okay.
I'm at least 40. I only had one experience, but I think you know, now back then you had to kind of wait for a while before you knew all their flaws and their likes, both good and bad. And now it just seems like you see, he's only 4'8". Fuck him. Nope. You know, or you're not kind of developing something.
Yeah, you're filtering out a lot of potential men based on your expectations and based on what you think will be
a
good
blurb,
for you.
Based on a blurb and a picture, I think it's a rough. It's rough. It's not wrong or it's not. It's not. It's just different, you know. Than when I think it works. I think I know plenty of people who have met people online and gotten married. I mean,
there are.
It's crazy. Like, there's a good amount of people. Yeah. So it's not that it doesn't work, but I do think that that is a huge difference, is that you immediately have a very good idea, or you think you do. You think you've got this good, because people put the best on there, of course.
But the best versions, yeah.
I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah.
The dating profiles, because you don't know your strong size, your bad, weak size.
Honestly, online dating, it's not working for me, and it works for Took, probably. There are a lot of hot dudes, but it doesn't work for me. So, let's not even talk about it. Let's say I'm working in Bushwick, or I work in the city and I'm working in the city, and yeah, and that's it. I'm just walking. There are no guys there.
I mean, those profiles, I will say dating profiles are so misleading. Occasionally some guy will write they're like an anarcho-communist and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna come right now. And then I meet up with them and they just are so
boring.
I'm like, why did you call yourself that? And they're like, well, I thought it was the closest thing, and I don't know. And I'm like, oh my God, you can't put that. You can't do this to me. You know how rare it is that
you can't say you're communist and then vote for Trump. Like, come on, dude, get your shit together.
I mean, that's not me. Didn't vote for Trump.
Your concept of a communist is different.
It's so hard to find somebody who's on my level politically. So when you lie and say you are, it makes me angry. Okay, so what were you saying?
I'm saying his concept of communism is different from yours, so that's why it's misleading. He's kind of using this word to describe something, and you're using this word to describe something else.
Oh, no,
that's why it's misleading all the time.
If we could debate about what it meant, that would be hot.
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody wants to debate with me about political ideology, As long as you're not voting.
Guys, the question there, right, how... So I almost believe that when it comes to women with big personalities, their personality is their biggest asset. I mean, they can have a big ass and big boobs or small boobs, whatever, but their biggest asset is their personality. So when you meet someone, right, and how do you... describing the process of... I think I asked it before, but how do you understand that, okay, it's not just physical attraction, it's he or she's actually attracted to my personality, to what I am for reals?
I don't care about that. I don't care why a person is attracted to me. If I'm happy, if I'm having fun, I'm staying with this person. At the moment when I stop having fun, that's it, bye-bye.
Okay.
So like you analyze too much. I don't analyze my relationship. I don't analyze my personality. I'm just like focusing on being fun, like, being happy at the moment, and that's how like I keep it. I don't think of keeping my relationship.
Oh, Maria is so real.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of ups and downs in a long-term thing, and you know, if I'm that happiness is like,
my zipper's down. Oh well.
It's radio. Nobody can see. I really just want to take my pants off. I think
Greg is probably just sitting at home and
jerking off. Yeah, probably. Exactly. Yeah, Greg.
Anarcho-communist.
But you know, it goes through a lot of ups and downs, and I think like that there is like an ebb and flow, and that you kind of have to commit to those times where it's not like where you're not totally 100% happy. But I do believe that one of you has to be more in love, and totally in love for, and if one of you is sort of just having a rough time and going through a thing where you're just like, I think one has to kind of be there to save the relationship. So that's just balance, though. That's just life. That's like anything. That's like any relationship, friendship, you know, family. Like, it's sort of everyone, someone's lifting someone up, and someone's, you know, being held, and just life.
Before the show, you mentioned that you are slightly dominated in your relationship.
Not slightly. I'm definitely dominated.
And Maria, I kind of...
In your prime. It makes me coffee, yeah. That's my laundry.
You're not even paying attention. Thanks a lot.
No, I am. No, I was better when I draw.
Oh, yeah. Drawing. And,
Oh, my God.
It's true, though. No, yeah, I know.
Nico, you don't mention that you and John,
you were both a little crazy or a lot.
What do you mean? Like, what is that? Well, is that what keeps you together?
Because passion, fire isn't fiery.
Yes. Yes. We're both bipolar. Neither of us takes our medicine. It's like slightly a serious issue, honestly, but you know.
So are you totally on the same page and on the same way?
No.
I think it's more appropriate.
Well,
for your case, or
it depends. It depends.
Like, what allows you to keep the balance in your relationship?
There's no balance.
There's no balance.
It's a mess.
It's a mess, and yet you're together.
Yeah, I think I'd be bored.
Are you just bored?
I know I would be bored if it wasn't a mess, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how to feel about any of this. It's a complicated relationship.
I think it's okay to not be sure how you feel, too, sometimes. You know, I mean, it's like happiness. Like, how do you pinpoint if you're happy? It's like happiness is like a moment, like our moments that you have. And it's not like
Hello, hello. Are you on Radio Free Brooklyn? Who is that?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the radio.
Hi, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig. You hi, baby. You miss your
mom. Bring tampons.
I know, I hear. I keep my name is being thrown about so much, I felt like I had to call in and defend, but I don't really know.
Yeah,
I
have a tactic work. So
I think I was being pretty nice about you, babe.
I know. Everything is fair, and you guys are all great. I mean, it's a great panel. So
thanks.
I can't represent.
But you know, maybe you could give a perspective for Sasha for like, you know, like what it's like to be married to a dominant or find or want, you
a
know,
a woman with a strong personality. Strong like personality. Kayla's. Yeah. Tell me, are you in hell? Are you in paradise?
Isn't it hot?
I think I'm probably naturally attracted to that. I don't know that I could end up in a long-term relationship as the dominator. I just not part of my, it's just not my chemistry. It wouldn't work. And I think Kelly can go either way, honestly. I don't want to give too many
well, I'm bipolar as well.
So Craig,
have you ever had any relationship with a woman or a man, I don't know, where you had to be more leading and dominating? Or it just kind of your personality's always been this case?
No, I mean, I've never been in that situation. I've never been the more dominant one. I mean, maybe it's possible that I would step into that role if the right circumstances came about. But I think I'm so hardwired.
And I also think that he is dominant in some ways, in like the ways that, like, I'm very flighty and flaky and I'm an artist and I'm like crazy. I'm constantly rolling around and doing different stuff. And he is a really stable guy with like, and he keeps my shit together. Oh, we've got another call, babe. We're going to let you go. But, right. Let's let him go and pick up
Craig,
the other call.
We love you.
Thank you so much for calling in, babe. I love you so much. And I'm so lucky.
I also love you. Hi. Hello?
Yeah, I think you gotta go down and go up.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Hello? This is What Is Love Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. This is Sasha Sugar. Who is that?
Oh, hi, Freeze.
Oh, come on. You just revealed his personality? You a bad girl.
I know, that's too. My boyfriend. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, boyfriend.
What's I knew it was him too.
Wait, do you guys share boyfriends? I didn't understand. Craig is calling the same time with.
Did we just lose you, Steve?
No.
All right, Steve. Hey, Steve. We have a few minutes left, so
and all the calls.
Yeah, Jesus, people, what's wrong with you? Did you just wake up? Or so, hey, Steve, tell us. I mean, you've heard the show. I hope that. Thanks so much for listening. If you could share your perspective and your take on dating a strong woman with a big personality like Tux. And if you can give me personally any advice, because I'm still single and I'm hot as fuck. So, here you go.
you gotta know yourself. You gotta know the world around you. You gotta keep your eyes open.
Talk about me.
Wait, what does it mean you have to keep your eyes open? I mean, I don't have to even look for. I mean, why do I have to keep my eyes open?
Talk about me, Steve.
Guys, you'll have some private time. Yeah.
Do you stop and talk to people on the street? Like, do you like walk up to guys and chat them up, or are you waiting for them to come to you?
That sounds like a horror. I would never do that.
I have been the approacher on every great relationship I've ever. I was the one that went.
Steve, if a hot girl comes up to you and she's kind of dominant and she wants to introduce herself, how would you? What would be your response?
What would I do? I would just act like I just react to what they're saying. I don't.
I think we have one more call. Should we see?
Bye,
Steve. I don't understand what you said. You're probably stoned, but radio, have a good Sunday. Wow, right. He has a sexy voice too. That's all I can say. Because I didn't understand what he said. Hello, Jesus people. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Who am I having the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, this is Chulo from Texas.
No, you didn't.
I'm a friend of Lila's.
He's my tofu monger. You don't even know.
I'm a friend of Lila's. I wanted to call in and say, ladies, it's a great show.
Thanks. Thank you so much. And thanks, Texas. Thanks, yo.
I love Yeehaw from Texas. I love that women are empowered in relationships. I'm all for it.
Okay, thanks.
Not all Texans.
Oh, boy. I don't even know.
Not all Texans.
Yeah. Probably in Austin, but that's pretty much it, I think. I don't even know where else in Texas you can find empowered women. But what's your take? Like, do you like to date and be in a relationship with strong women with big personalities? How, like, give us, you have about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Share your take.
I'm actually in a poly relationship.
Yeah.
My fiance is Colombian, so she is. She happens to be hot-headed. No stereotype. She's strong, and I'm Asian, so I'm stereotypically supposed to be submissive. But the great thing about our relationship is we can trade power.
Mm.
And so I really enjoy the fact that she is big into DIY projects around the house. She does those things that she loves to do. I love to be in the kitchen and do those things. I think that's what keeps relationships really interesting.
Cool.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, so like basically the opportunity to change, to being able to change the power and being honest about it and being transparent about it. Well, that's the key.
Just so you know, Chulo will be coming to New York at some point real soon. Mm. And Chulo, he's Polly. But he actually proves he's a person who proves the rule that everything is bigger in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Right. Hello.
Right. It's not exaggerated.
Oh, well, send a pic.
send a dick pic. It's 917-767-0884. I just gave up my personal number.
Oh my God! Now you're gonna get like 50 dick pics.
Do it.
I hope Craig's gonna send his one too.
Do it.
Anyhow, guys, we are out of time. Oh my gosh, this was amazing. Thank you so much, and we're gonna keep on doing and talking. Anyone who is listening to the show, we are going to the Well Bar on Wilson Ave in Bushwick. Please come out and join us for a few drinks or tea. We had a couple of sober women here. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the Sunday afternoon towards What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks a lot, and I'm gonna finish with the Gwen Stefani.
This my shit. All the girls stomp your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back girl, ain't no holler back girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back girl, ain't no holler back girl. It's my shit. Talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the pack, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times.